Now, as you heard in the bulletin, the special one has gone. Manchester United announced today they were sacking manager Jose Mourinho. The soccer club made the decision after a fairly poor season, despite spending nearly £400 million sterling on players. Manchester-based journalist Dominic McGuinness joins us now. Dominic, you were at Old Trafford this morning. What was it like there?
Very wet, very windy, but lots of Manchester United fans with smiling faces, basically. I think that most agree with the club's decision to get rid of Jose Mourinho, but still many questions and many supporters not happy with the structure in place at Manchester United. Many questions being asked of Ed Woodward, who has overseen another managerial casualty. He's appointed three now in the wake of Sir Alex Ferguson retiring in the shape of David Moyes, Louis van Gaal and Jose Mourinho. And they've obviously not worked out any of those three. So questions being asked of Ed Woodward and obviously the board and the Glazer family, the owners of the club. And so Mourinho, one part in the cog, but most, because of the style of football that was on offer, happy to see him go.
Mm-hmm. And the club saying they want a new manager who understands the philosophy of Man U, including its attacking tradition. So who does that suggest?
Well, it's the million-dollar question, because Michael Carrick and Kieran McKenna will take training for the next couple of days before an interim manager will be appointed, a caretaker for the rest of the season. Now, suggestions that at the moment, that could be the former United defender Laurent Blanc. He has expressed an interest, we believe, that he would like that caretaker role, and anything can happen if you take it on a caretaker basis would be one way of looking at it. Second name that's been mentioned is Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, currently at Molde, a bit of a United legend, of course. His last time in the Premier League was with Cardiff City. He got sacked in 2014 after relegation. But again, could he be a caretaker? Knows the place inside out, knows all about those traditions. But in terms of the long-term manager, the future, well, Maurizio Pochettino at Tottenham is the name that keeps coming up, keeps being mentioned. But again, it could be quite hard for Manchester United to prise him away from Spurs. So he's already said this morning in his own pre-match press conference that it's not his business to talk about other clubs. So he's straight batting that, as you would expect him
all
to.
All right. And in terms of Jose Mourinho himself, is the special one now yesterday's man?
Well, he's certainly had, obviously, after getting sacked by Chelsea, almost 3 years to the day. And now, obviously, it's gone pear-shaped at Manchester United. Is he outdated? They're the questions being asked of him. This is a fella that's had incredible success in three different countries winning titles. He did win trophies with Manchester United. He won a League Cup and a Europa League Cup as well. So it wasn't without its bright points, but there are suggestions that with the younger players today and these multi-millionaire younger players, is Jose a bit out of touch with them? Can he make players better? Has he improved players? Something that Pochettino seems to be able to do. There is still talk of maybe Real Madrid wanting him back where he's managed before. So I'm not sure he's finished just yet, but it seems that his time for now in the Premier League is out.
All right, thank you very much indeed. Dominic McGuinness, Manchester-based journalist there.